Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Let us get practical today. Here are a few questions I believe will help us grow in our faith journey. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit or running on empty due to busyness, anxiety or fear? Do you rely on your own abilities and limited knowledge? Or do you allow the Holy Spirit to work wisdom, power and strength into your life to help you to see things from a heavenly perspective? Are you living out your purpose and calling, obedient and aligned with God's will and instructions for your life? Are you using the gifts and talents God has given you to advance His kingdom and glorify His name here on earth? Do you know spending enough time and live according to God's word, the Bible? Can you recite at least one Bible verse? Is your heart so filled with God's Spirit that His love, peace, hope, joy, and life spring forth in all you think, feel, and do, regardless of your current situation? And do you act with wisdom, kindness, and grace because you have been forgiven of much, and you know that you are blessed and set apart to be a blessing to others? Our scripture for today is from Psalm 146 verses 1 to 2. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Let us be determined this week to look into the mirror and see God. May we ask God for His glory to radiate through our lives as we seek Him first in all we do. May we ask God to search our hearts, revitalize our souls, and give us a heavenly perspective and vision. May we trust Jesus to teach us to become more like Him, so that we can be conquerors in the here and now through the strength and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. May we obediently trust God to help us put His word into practice as we go back to His word as the only source of truth. God's word is living and active, holding power to reveal the truth of our hearts and to set us free from the things holding us back. May we never grow tired of living out the scriptures hidden in our hearts, so that our living witness and words may lead others to Jesus. May we be bold enough to break up camp, vulnerable enough to walk where Jesus leads us, and courageous enough to use the abilities and talents He has given us for the advancement of His kingdom and glory of His name. And may we exalt, honor, worship, and glorify our almighty, powerful, trustworthy Heavenly Father, especially during trying times. He truly is our refuge and tower of strength. Nothing is impossible for our God. He is our mighty fortress, our place of safety, the one who will rescue us. When the storms of life overtake us, let's remember Jesus' words, "Peace, be still." So, let us give thanks today and declare, "Lord, it is well with our souls because of who You are." Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Abba Father, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, today is a day that we can stand united in prayer, giving You thanks and honor that it is well with our souls, that it is good because of who You are, that it is wonderful to belong to You, knowing that we are safe in Your strong tower. And today I want to declare with all those that love Thy salvation, let God be magnified.
I ask that You meet each person that is here today in a personal way. Lord, that You speak to them in a revelation, in a word, in what they experience around them, but they will be certain, completely certain, that this word is You and this is from You, and that whatever they have as a question, whether it is to move or to stay in a job or a concern in a marriage or a relationship with a child or a friend, Lord, that your living love and truth and revelation will flood their hearts and that they will have peace and direction from you. We ask, Lord, that you fill us afresh with your Spirit.
Lord Jesus, help us to walk this makeover journey of hardships, even if it is so difficult, with true faith, because of the transformation that will take place within us to be more like you. Help us to have an eternal, heavenly perspective on our temporary earthly lives. Help us to be conquerors through you, Jesus Christ.
I pray, Father God, today that we don't neglect the resources, the time, the gifts that you have given us to fulfill our God-given purpose in this world, Lord. May we stop when you say stop. May we obey when you say obey. And may we look to the cross in every area of our lives, in every day, in every way. When we are deep down in the valley, Lord, and deep down in the pit, Lord, will we go with you wherever you call us, no matter the way we feel on any given day. Lift us up in the Spirit today.
Oh Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for your sweet, holy provision for us in your word. May we memorize your word, Lord, hiding it in our hearts, and then, Lord, live it out before others, so our lives and our words might bring others to a saving knowledge of you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May we experience your peace, Lord Jesus, as we sit in silence, waiting in eager expectation upon you. Fill us with your holy presence. May we all declare today, "It is well with my soul." We glorify your most holy name, Jesus. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.